Last week, after a year of public hearings, President Clinton issued an order putting nearly a third of this country's forest off limits to road building and logging. The move angered the timber industry and its supporters on Capitol Hill, and that was just the beginning. Yesterday, the chief of the Forest Service went even further, calling for protection of all old-growth trees in national forests. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
In a speech yesterday at Duke University, Forest Service Chief Mike Dombeck laid out in bold terms a long view for his agency. Widely quoting the legendary naturalist Aldo Leopold, Dombeck said the time for transition is over. The agency's mission must be to protect what hasn't been cut and to better manage what has been. Echoing his two predecessors, Dombeck devoted the bulk of his remarks to calling for a nationwide inventory of old-growth timber and new management within the forest to protect it. While his speech caused a stir and he was unavailable to comment today, his boss Jim Lyons, the Undersecretary of Agriculture for Natural Resources and the Environment, characterized it as a dramatic philosophical policy statement that he fully supports. But, he said, it is not a formal directive that would have the practical effect of barring logging of old-growth trees, and unfortunately, he added, it can easily be undone.
It is simply direction to move forward with inventories, to move forward in developing the framework for protecting old growth. Unlike the roadless initiative, this is not a formal rulemaking. So it's simply a policy statement, and if the incoming Bush administration and the people who are responsible for national forest management in the Bush administration see things differently, then they, frankly, can quite easily undo the statements that Mike and I have been making.
Although Dombeck is likely to be replaced by the new administration, he has the right to remain in office for 120 days after the inauguration. But it would take much longer than that for the agency to revise forest plans that are often years in the making. And the very definition of what constitutes an old-growth tree is controversial. Mike Klein, a spokesman for the American Forest and Paper Association, is an outspoken critic of the administration's forest policy. While he called Dombeck's speech adversarial, he said the industry welcomes the opportunity to discuss just what should be considered old growth and ecologically significant and how best to protect it.
This statement, I don't think, has any teeth to it. I don't know that it was intended to have teeth to it. I think it was a challenge saying this is, you know, he knows he's on the way out, saying this is where I think the Forest Service should be headed. This is where I think the National Forest System should be headed. What does the incoming Forest Service chief think about it?
Nathaniel Lawrence, the Forest Project Director at the Natural Resources Defense Council, says Dombeck was simply stating the obvious and calling for better management of the last remaining old-growth trees.
So I don't think either of those things represents a revolution, but I think, as usual, this is Chief Dombeck playing something of an emperor's new clothes role, saying what nobody else is willing to say, but really is as plain as the nose on your face.
Dombeck made it plain that he believes the Forest Service should depart from the industry-based get-out-the-cut mindset of the past, that it should focus on restoring what's already been managed and protecting what hasn't. It's a mission that he calls a new land ethic. It would be new, but it'll be up to his successor to adopt it or ignore it. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Seattle.